Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me is U.S. Senator Ben Sasse. Senator Sasse, welcome to the NFA Daily Spotlight.
Great to be with you, Karen.
Recently, during a climate change presidential candidate forum, Senator Bernie Sanders stated that population control by means of abortion is essential to save the planet. What's your response to that?
It would be laughable if it didn't seem that Bernie really believes this stuff. What he said is based on a horrible combination of completely debunked population theories and just nasty eugenics. It's a tragedy, and thankfully, it's not how Nebraskans talk.
One of the things that we continue to hear a narrative of women have a right to control their bodies and we should be providing unlimited access to abortion. That's really what empowers women. You know, my question to you, Senator, aren't there two lives involved when a woman is carrying an unborn child?
Yeah, I love how you say that, Karen. I mean, this movement and the pro-life movement is growing. It's because we're pro-baby and pro-mom. We're pro-science and pro-compassion. It is amazing how powerful the Planned Parenthood lobby is in being able to shape national media narrative on this stuff as if there's no baby involved in this equation. And here's the good news. Sonogram technology is growing rapidly, and lots of Americans are seeing in utero what happens in a mom's uterus. And what we see is that a baby is a baby. And it turns out when people see a baby, they see a baby.
It's a powerful image. And, you know, we always talk about the power of a picture, but it is so true with ultrasounds and sonograms. It lets us know that is a baby. She's a baby. You see that little heartbeat. It's powerful. We thank you for leading the charge, and thank you so much for joining us today, Senator Sasse, on the Daily Spotlight. We will be following you, and we are so grateful for your team, for your consistent stand and courageous stand to support innocent life. Thank you for being a voice for every life.
Thank you, Kat.